I happen to have Mr. McLuhan right here.
I heard what you were saying. You know nothing of my work.
Also, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
Actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land.
Check out the big brain on bread.
Whether you are spending Christmas opening gifts and sitting under the stockings or eating Chinese food with your family, you're probably going to want to go to the movies, or at least you should. And that's why we've got our movie date team here in the studio, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, to tell us all about a couple of big blockbuster films. In addition to hosting the Movie Date podcast, Rafer is film critic for Newsday. Kristen is our culture producer here at The Takeaway. Hi, guys.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Todd.
As always, you can subscribe to their podcast at moviedatepodcast.org. Guys, we've got The Wolf of Wall Street, Leonardo DiCaprio, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. We've got a boxing flick called Grudge Match, and 47 Ronin, starring Keanu Reeves. We've got a whole bunch of movies out. Now, first, trivia. We have Keanu trivia since we have 47 Ronin, his new Asian martial arts action flick, I should call it. I guess that's accurate. Listen to this old Keanu Reeves clip. Now, this is not a Keanu Reeves clip, but a movie that he was in from early in his career. Can you identify this movie? Don't answer yet.
Jamie is bad, damn it. And there's nothing that we can do to save her. Now, I happen to like Jamie.
All right, just keep that in mind. Don't answer yet. That's an old Keanu Reeves movie from early in his career. True fans know it. Now, let's turn to The Wolf of Wall Street. Rafer, you've seen this movie. This is Leonardo DiCaprio. I've heard some complaints that this movie doesn't get to what the real problems with Wall Street and the downfall really were, the real hubris. But what
I think that's somewhat accurate. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio plays Jordan Belfort, who is a real-life financial fraudster on Long Island. He ran a boiler room called Stratton Oakmont. And he was known for his hard-partying ways and heavy drug use, very famous for that. I do think one problem with this film, even though it's kind of the raunchiest and maybe the funniest film that Scorsese has made, I do think that Belfort is kind of the wrong poster boy for the problems that we're going through now. He was more of a con man and a criminal. He's not part of the bank system that kind of brought around the collapse in 2008, so it seems a little bit off target to me.
The fact that a lot of went wrong was actually legal, if not unethical.
Exactly.
The Wolf of Wall Street. We also have The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Listen.
The ice, Jace. She moves like a woman. I'm Walter Mitty.
Cheryl Melhoff. Where have you been?
Testing the limits of the human spirit.
I'd like to climb your hair, test that out.
Ben Stiller, Kristen Wiig. Kristen, I did not know that Sean Penn was in this movie.
Sean Penn is in it. Shirley MacLaine is in it. It's star-packed. It's a wonderful, I'm putting it on my top 10 movies for the year. Rafer's glaring at me right now. I can see. It's a wonderful, optimistic adventure about going from living in the fantasies of your head but not living in real life to really embracing life and taking it and going to all the limits that you can. Really push. And Rafer's just glaring at me
Rafer's
right now.
Rafer's clenching his teeth.
I thought it was a tone-deaf disaster. I thought the movie got everything wrong there was to get wrong. It's soggy. It's sentimental. It just misses the mark over and over. It forgets it's a comedy halfway through. It forgets it's about the secret life of Walter Mitty halfway through. It becomes a gallivanting, globe-hopping adventure. It just made no sense to me.
Adventure.
No sense.
Well, it's the best when we have stark disagreement, because that means everybody has to make maybe see it and see whether they're on Team Rafer or Team Kristen. Guys, Grudge Match is a buddy boxing flick with great actors, De Niro and also Sylvester Stallone. Alan Arkin's in it, so I was kind of intrigued by the trailer. Let's listen for a second.
Hey, what are you doing?
I thought you wanted me to hit this.
What are you doing? You're going to beat up the meat? That's not sanitary. No, we're just here to buy a little dinner. You don't have to punch everything.
Rocky reference, beating up the meat carcasses. I have a hard time believing this could possibly be good, Rafer, but...
Yeah, you're correct about that. Yeah, there's a lot of Rocky references, a few Raging Bull references because of De Niro, of course. Raging Bull, not really a comedy, doesn't really fit into the movie that
not
well.
Not so much.
And I also think there's a little something weird about seeing these two guys at the end of the film hit each other in the head. They're both over 60, and De Niro in particular particular looks a little fragile getting knocked around by Stallone, and it makes you think of the medical implications instead of concentrating on the comedy and the fun.
Kristen, in the posters, both Stallone and De Niro are pretty buff, but that has to be photoshopped.
It looks a little photoshopped, and you know, I have to agree with Rafer on this movie. It is a little sad to see these older guys punching each other out. There are a couple of mildly funny moments when they're actually promoting the fight, but I think the promoting the fight moments aren't enough to carry you through the whole thing.
Can't say that I'm surprised that I can't be carried through that film. I did like the funny lines in the trailer, but I assume that that's about as far as it goes. Although Alan Arkin, it's hard to turn away from him sometimes. Well, it's Keanu time. 47 Ronin. We've seen Keanu all over television promoting his latest martial arts effort. Now, the guy was in Matrix. He knows how to throw a punch and a kick. Let's listen to Keanu.
Rivers of blood and mountains of corpses will not stand in our way. Find your envy and hatred, and I will give you all you desire.
Well, I think I heard Keanu breathing in the Keanu way, but that was not his voice.
That's actually Rafer. Not Keanu. that's Rinko Kikuchi playing the witch in this movie. It's a twist on the old Japanese legend about the masterless samurai who avenged the death of their master. It's got a really good Japanese support cast, but I think the whole movie is a little dreary and not as fun as it could be.
Kristen?
I thought it started off with a bang. I was actually laughing my head off. I thought this was going to be good, campy fun, but sadly, unfortunately, it really starts to drag about 10 minutes in, and then it just gets slower and slower and slower until you're asleep at the end.
All right. Well, Kristen, because you're flesh and blood and you're a regular human, you think Keanu Reeves is just totally dreamy.
Oh, he is so handsome.
And we all get that. And that's why we have very special Keanu trivia. Now, we just reviewed 47 Ronin. I asked you to listen to a clip of a 1986 movie from early in Keanu's career. Let's listen again, Vince.
You don't understand a damn thing, do you? Jamie is dead, damn it. And there's nothing that we can do to save her. Now, I happen to like Jamie. But John is still alive. Don't you see that?
And who's next on his list?
Now, that was not Keanu Reeves. That was his co-star Crispin Glover
River's Edge?
River's Edge.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Rafer, you totally got it.
Guys, that's movies. I knew Rafer might get that one. Kristen, I have to say, I knew you probably did. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, don't forget to download their movie podcast at moviedatepodcast.org. to get the latest on your holiday movies, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.